Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Struggling with corn rootworm, equipment clogs, and costly slowdowns? Say hello to Apello, a new soil-applied insecticide from Syngenta. Powered by Plinazolin technology, Apello is a smooth, tank-mix-friendly formulation that tackles rootworm with ease. Say goodbye to the past and hello to bigger bushels and better returns at brighterwithapello.com. Always read and follow label instructions. Apello is a restricted-use pesticide.
Welcome back, you horny little rats. It's time to smut up and listen.
Just a reminder for today's episode and all future episodes, our opinions are subjective. We don't advocate for kink shaming or author shaming. This is all in good smutty fun. Enjoy. And don't forget to check out patreon.com/smutupandlisten to listen to the r/smut podcast, where Riley and I will be doing blind reactions every Tuesday to Reddit erotica.
Welcome back, you horny little rats. It's time to smut up and listen.
Just a reminder for today's episode and all future episodes, our opinions are subjective. We don't advocate for kink shaming or author shaming. This is all in good smutty fun. Enjoy. And don't forget to check out patreon.com/smutupandlisten to listen to the r/smut podcast, where Riley and I will be doing blind reactions every Tuesday to Reddit erotica.
Today's episode trigger warnings are explicit sexual content, loss of a parent, and abuse.
And I have a Spotify comment, and this one is from Michaela, and it says, I love these girls. They're so funny, and all their personalities collide so well. I feel like I'm talking with my group of friends when listening to these girls. Can't wait to hear the next book. Can't wait. Love you guys.
Love you.
Love you.
You're our friend now.
Yeah.
And this week, we're telling Riley all about Give Me More by Sarah Kate. And how many stars did you guys give it on Goodreads?
Okay. Hear me out. I was going to give it 5 star, but we know Sarah Kate likes to do her third act breakups. So no. I had to deduct 0.5 star, but then also the miscommunication kind of irritated me. So it's a 4 star for me only because of those two things.
That's fair.
But other than that,
I know. I literally 100% agree with Shelby on this one. The miscommunication trope was really irking me. Yeah. I wanted to reach through the book and punch them in the face. But the smut was smutting. It is so hot, sexy.
Yeah. This book was so hot. Woof.
Yeah.
Woof, woof. I've been so excited for this episode because Riley's going to jizz her pants. Shit her pants. Jizz her pants and shit her pants at the same time.
For sure.
And I do like how the kink had a reason. Like you find out his reason for the kink at the end and you're like, oh, that makes sense why he wanted this.
Uh-huh.
And I like that. But I did hate the miscommunication. I was like, just fucking talk.
Yeah.
But they say he's like a notorious shutdown man who doesn't talk about his feelings. So I was like, okay. But it was still really annoying.
A lot of it could have been avoided if we were just like, hey.
They could have been fucking the whole time.
They could have been.
You know how much more sex we could have read?
I don't know if I could handle more sex.
I could. On this one? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so good. So we start with our prologue. And I believe the prologue is the same in every single book of the series. It's where they're having the conversation at the bar 7 years before the Salacious Players Club is opened. So the gang is here. They're chit-chatting. Hunter is there. He's dating his long-term girlfriend, Isabel. And they're talking about their secret sexual fantasies. And she says she wants to be in a threesome. He's shocked but refuses to answer with his fantasy because he'll never speak it out loud as he watches Drake do body shots off a random girl at the bar.
Huh. Wait, so this is Hunter's story?
You'll see. Hunter is one of the guys who helped open the club, and Drake is the construction guy. And that was the one where Garrett was using Drake's name in the chat room.
And then Emerson doesn't like Charlotte talking to Drake because they're too flirty.
It's coming back to me. We're now in the present, and Drake hasn't had a relationship he's been faithful in, but with the Salacious Players Club, he can fuck whoever he wants, man or woman, with no consequences or expectations.
Which leads me here, with one beautiful set of lips around my cock while another petite brunette rides my face. She's howling like she's been possessed by the devil as her clit grinds against my tongue. I'm about 2 seconds away from yanking my cock out of her friend's mouth and shoving it down her throat just to shut her up. I was going to let her come first, but she's getting out of hand. So I toss her off of me and pull her friend's lips off my cock to replace one mouth with the other. This isn't their first rodeo. That much is obvious.
He's wild.
Hunter, Drake, and Isabel are on this little road trip to scope out some other sex clubs. So they're driving across the country, scoping out other sex clubs to see if they can get any other ideas to bring back to the Salacious Players Club. And their relationship dynamic is very strange. So Hunter and Isabel have been married and together for like 10 years. And Drake is just kind of there all the time.
Okay.
Yeah. They like compare him to their child, kind of.
Yeah, he went on their honeymoon with them. He's literally always with them.
It reminds me of that audio where it's like, did it do Steve?
Yeah. Yeah. He's Steve. He's alone at their Airbnb while Hunter and Isabel go out for their 10-year anniversary dinner. He shoots his load down one of the girls' throats and lays down, leaving them to finish each other off. He hears the front door open and close, and then the distinct sound of Isabel moaning. He gets hard again and fucks one of the girls while he listens to his best friend's fuck in the next room. He tells one of the girls to be louder to drown out Isabel's cries because he doesn't want to listen to the voice he thinks about constantly. Yep. Meanwhile, Isabel can hear the other woman as her husband is plowing into her, and this somehow sends a thrill through her, and she starts thinking about Drake, which sends her into an orgasm. She feels shame as soon as Hunter comes inside of her.
Conflicting.
Yeah, at first when I was reading it, I was like, oh, I don't like it. It's icky, but then
it gets less icky.
Less icky.
She falls asleep and Hunter gets up to find Drake in the kitchen and is like, what even happened last night? It sounded like you were drowning feral cats in your room. And Drake is like, you're one to talk. And then Hunter's like, were you listening to my wife get fucked?
Yeah.
Drake tells him it wouldn't be the first time. And then Isabel comes in and she's wearing teeny tiny little pajamas and she starts teasing Drake for hooking up with college girls. Hunter just sits back and enjoys watching them banter back and forth. But then he's like, is my wife checking out my best friend? But then he thinks to himself that Drake is hot, so can he really blame her?
Oh, not wrong.
A king secure in himself.
Yeah.
Isabel and Hunter head back to bed, and the next day the three of them head to scout out another sex club. They have a meeting with the manager and are going to be watching a shibari demonstration, but the hostess tells them they'll be waiting in one of the private rooms until the owner is free. And Drake is like, I'm gonna go to the bar, because it's a sex room. And he's like, I don't want to go to a sex room with you guys. But Isabel's like, hey, just come with us. And Drake is like, come to a sex room with both of you? And Hunter's like, oh my god, come on, let's just go. They get to the room and it's nice, but the vibes of the club are just kind of off. They're not feeling it. It's weird. They don't like it. Finally, Mirabel, the owner, comes in and leads them to the shibari demonstration. When they get there, Mirabel tells them someone usually gets pulled on stage to help demonstrate. Isabel notices Drake making eyes at one of the other ladies there, and she has to fight back this jealous feeling inside of her.
Wow. What a spot to be in.
I know. I mean, if he's hot and he's always there,
then yeah, I feel like you would get a little jealous over some
stuff.
Yeah,
like if you're constantly spending time with this person.
He's your best friend too. Like, yeah. You guys have been together almost every single day for 10 years now.
Yeah, they're all equally close to each other. It's not just like she's the wife and then Hunter and Drake are best friends. They're like all best friends.
Yeah, so that's gotta be hard.
Hunter is asked to speak privately in Mirabel's office about business, which leaves Isabel and Drake to watch the show together.
Oh no.
Yeah. The demonstrator calls both Isabel and Drake on stage together. They hesitate but ultimately give in and head on up. Isabel is asked to strip down to her bra and panties so Drake can practice the pentagram harness on her. She's fine with it at first, but the more she gets bound up and realizes she's on display with Drake tying her up, her body starts to become aroused.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
How did that happen?
Drake is instructed to grab her by the harness and pull her toward him. Her legs instinctively go around his waist, and someone in the audience moans. Drake asks if she's okay, and she nods. But inside, she's like, oh, shit, I'm getting turned on by my husband's best friend.
I mean, look at the situation you're in. Of course you are.
Yeah.
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 You're naked and getting tied up. Yeah.
And it's a totally different dynamic because I feel like my husband's friends are like NPCs in our lives.
Yes. I agree.
And like your significant others are extensions of you in my brain.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like Tyler, Shelby's Tyler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Andrew, Riley's Andrew. Greg, Jenna's Greg.
Yes.
But in her head, no. Drake is Drake.
That's her bestie.
Then Drake is told to set her down and bend her over, and now Isabel feels Hunter's eyes on her from the crowd. So he's in the crowd, and he's seeing all of this.
Ooh. I bet he's loving it.
She makes eye contact with Hunter, but he doesn't look angry. He looks intrigued. The instructor tells Drake to use the harness to thrust her back into him, and when he does, Isabel can feel his erection between her booty cheeks.
He's got a boner.
Uh-oh. The crowd starts to clap for them, and she sees Hunter staring at her with an unreadable expression on his face. She gets untied and runs to Hunter, and the three of them head back to the bar to get a drink. And on the cab ride home, it's very awkward, and Hunter thinks it's very amusing. So Drake and Isabel are kind of internally freaking out about what they just did, having this immense guilt, and Hunter just thinks it's funny. Hunter could obviously tell that Drake was into the demonstration because he had a very obvious erection while binding Isabel up. Hunter should be mad, but he's not. They get back to the house, and Isabel excuses herself for a bath, and Drake and Hunter pour themselves drinks, and Drake says he wants to talk about what happened. He tells Hunter he feels like an asshole, and Drake is like, you can hit me if you want, and Hunter tells him he's not gonna hit him because he's really not angry. He starts laughing, and Drake is like, if the roles were reversed, I'd be fucking pissed. And Hunter's like, I promise you, it is not a big deal. You touched a tit, you got a boner, who cares?
I mean, honestly, for men, I feel like they can't always, like, control their boners.
Yeah. No.
So, fair.
But now, Drake is mortified, and it's like, you saw that? And Hunter's like, yeah, my wife is hot, I'm not gonna blame your dick for that. Hunter leaves to go check on Isabel and confides in her that seeing her and Drake like that kind of got him a little bit turned on.
Ooh. And when he slammed his stiff erection against my wife, the gasp that came out of her mouth made my already hard cock leak from the tip. I didn't want them to stop. I wanted them to do it again. Even now, I can't deny the visions that keep flashing through my mind, imagining him up there, instead of hiding his arousal in his pants, letting it out so he could slam it into her for real. The more I think about her face and the sounds she would make as he fucked her, the harder and more excited I get.
Oh. He starts to run his fingers over her clit in the bath, and she moans, and he asks if he can be inside of her now, and she says yes, so he just starts finger blasting her.
Remember the first time? Red, your 18th birthday, when I made you come with my hand in your bedroom while your parents were downstairs. Remember that? It was just like this, wasn't it? Yes, she replies, her voice muffled by my hand. I had my hand up your skirt and you soaked my fingers. Remember that, baby? Oh yes, Hunter, she cries, and I can tell by the way her thighs hug my hand tightly that she's at the height of her orgasm. That was the best day of my life, Red. The first time I felt you come. That was the day my life began. You know that, right? Yes, 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 she says with a long hum as I pull my hand away so she can cry out loudly this time.
What a compliment. The day his life began was the first time he felt her come.
I love that.
That is nice.
Hunter starts to think to himself that he hopes Drake can hear Isabel moaning like this, not to make him jealous, but to make him feel included.
Oh.
Drake has sex dreams about Isabel all night and wakes up with a massive shame boner. The next day, Drake gets a call from his landlord that his lease is ending early and he needs to move out of his house by the end of the month. He's fucking pissed because he was supposed to have 8 months left. Isabel suggests Drake just stay with her and Hunter, and she's like, you practically live with us anyway, so he reluctantly agrees, but says only for a week or so until he finds a new place. Then, the next day, they're driving to go check out another club, and Hunter is thinking about how he might possibly have a new cuckolding kink.
Oh, yeah. The idea of being turned on by watching someone else touch Isabel never crossed my mind. Not until I saw the way Drake hoisted her into his arms, one hand planted firmly on her ass and the other holding the harness wrapped around her torso. And my body immediately reacted with a visceral response screaming mine, but it was that instinctive possessiveness that turned me on in the first place. Because she's mine. I wanted to see him touch her because she's mine. I wanted to watch him experience just how perfect she is. And seeing him touch what is mine only made me more desperate to claim her again. It awoke something primal and territorial in me, so powerful in fact that I want to see them touching again. I know that's insane, but I can't help it. Even now, with her head resting on my leg, just thinking about her on Drake's cock has mine stirring.
Do it. Please. He knows that Drake is more attractive than him, and it's clear that Drake and Isabel have chemistry. Could he ask them to fuck each other while he watches without risking his marriage?
Also, Hunter's a little hard on himself because he sounds hot as fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He has, like, longer, curly brown hair. Like, he's, like, kind of buff.
Yeah, he's like a daddy.
Yeah.
Yeah, they all sound hot.
They are. They're just a group of hot people.
Yeah.
They get to their hotel in Austin, and it's this massive suite. Every time Drake and Isabel chit-chat, Hunter can't help but watch them and imagine them fucking.
Do you want brunch? They have Bloody Marys. She's staring at me with those sweet green eyes, brows raised and a gentle smile on her lips. And I can't help myself. I've lost my fucking mind because if I don't get this out now, I might fucking lose it. Do you know what cuckolding is? I ask, and she freezes, her face stuck with the same waiting expression she wore after asking me about brunch. What the fuck are you talking about? Drake replies when Isabel doesn't. Cuckolding. It's a kink. Isabel, do you know what it means? I ask, my eyes not leaving hers.
I think she does.
Isabel's like, why are you asking me this? And Hunter's like, well, I want to try it. She tells Hunter she'd never cheat on him. And he's like, it's not cheating. Everyone is consenting. And Drake is like, fuck no. This is not happening. It's insane. He leaves to go find a bar. And Isabel asks Hunter, what the heck is going on? And he's like, I'm dead serious. I want to try this. She starts to cry and is like, do you not want me anymore? And he's like, of course I do. And is like, okay, never mind. And he hugs his wife. He apologizes and she says she's gonna go shower and tells him he needs to go talk to Drake before he books a flight back home. Drake, meanwhile, is in turmoil because he feels like this is a friendship test. He thinks that Hunter knows how badly he wants to fuck Isabel and is trying to put him up to it to test his loyalty.
Oh, I didn't even think of that, like, point of view.
Yeah. He's like, this is a trick.
But also, I feel like he knows his friend well enough that he wouldn't do that.
Yeah, that's Hunter's mindset. But Drake is like, I do want to fuck Isabel, and I think Hunter knows that and is pissed.
No, brother.
Hunter finds him, and Drake is like, okay, I passed your test. And Hunter assures him that this is not a test, but Isabel said no, so it's over and done with. But he's not going to be ashamed of what he wants, and he knows that Drake is attracted to Isabel, and the fact that he hasn't crossed that boundary proves that he's a loyal friend. But Drake is like, I was in your wedding. I watched you take your vows. I think he was the best man.
Then he leans closer to me, his jeans brushing against mine as his knee squeezes between my legs, and I have to force myself to swallow because Hunter doesn't see touches like that the same way I do. They don't affect him the way they affect me, so I bite my tongue and keep quiet. Maybe the reason my marriage is so sacred to you is because you've always been a part of it, and maybe what I'm asking you isn't so crazy after all. Kiss. Kiss each other.
Make out. Hunter leaves, and after a while, Drake heads back to the hotel room. But when he walks in, Isabel is butt-ass naked. Drake stares at her, but she doesn't cover up, and he just books it out of the room. She covers up with a towel and goes to find him. She's like, we need to talk about what Hunter brought up this morning. And Drake is like, you and I both said no. There's nothing else to discuss.
Hunter put me in this position, and I hate him for it. Isabel, I'm saying no to Hunter because jeopardizing our friendship and your marriage is the last thing on earth I'd ever want to do. I take a big inhale, sealing my fate to hell as I continue. But if you're asking if I'd ever want what he's asking for, the answer is unconditionally, enthusiastically, yes. He said, yes, I want to fuck you so bad.
He pulls her close to him and she can feel his erection against her stomach, and then they both quickly back away from each other. She tells him that she knows he feels like if they do this, it's jeopardizing their friendship, but she's scared if she doesn't do this, she's jeopardizing their marriage. So she knows how badly Hunter wants to explore this, and she's like, I feel like we have to do this.
I mean, you could at least try it, and if it's not for you, it's not for you, you know?
But can you go back?
Oh, I don't know. Probably not.
She says she doesn't feel pressured. She feels the same way he does. Then the hotel door opens and Hunter walks in and takes in the scene. Drake is like, okay, fine. Trial run tonight. They'll all go to the club tonight. Hunter can watch whatever they do, but Isabel and Drake are not fucking. If Hunter is really into it and he doesn't freak out, then they can do it. But if he even freaks out a little bit, it's all done.
That's fair.
Hunter leaves before them for the club and Drake and Isabel head on in together. When they get there, Isabel's like, okay, Hunter is for sure watching from somewhere, so just kiss me. They start making out against a wall, and at this point they're like in a secluded hallway where nobody's watching.
But they know Hunter's watching.
Yeah. They start making out against a wall and he pulls up her dress and starts to rub her. He asks if this is okay and she nods, so he rubs her under her panties.
You're so wet, Isabel, he whispers, and I nearly melt to the floor. Are you going to tell him how close I was? Are you going to tell him how I'm touching you right now? My hand up your dress, playing with your pussy, almost inside you. I whimper.
Naughty boy.
Then Hunter appears and grabs Isabel over his shoulder and starts to carry her away to a small private room, and he starts to kiss her.
You're done. Hunter, I cry out against his lips. Take my cock out, Isabel. My hands are clenched around the lapels of his suit jacket, frozen in place. My mind is still in a frenzy, and while he doesn't seem mad, I'm still in a state of shock, and I just need to see his face to know for sure. So I push him away to look at him. His eyes are wild, but not with anger. I've never seen him like this before, so overwhelmed with lust. The grip on my throat tightens as he pulls my face closer to his. Did he touch you? He asks. I nod. His fingers tighten. Did you like it? My heartbeat picks up speed as I nod again, pulling me even closer. He takes my bottom lip between his teeth, biting enough to make it hurt, and I whimper against his mouth. Then be a good little slut and take out my cock, Isabel.
Woof.
This is like very hot. So hot. I love it. But I'm thinking about it, like applying it to my own life.
You can't do that.
Yeah, you can't.
The thought of like, no.
Yeah.
No. I could never be a cuck. Never.
You could never be a cunt?
Cuck.
Cuck.
Oh, I said cunt.
No, I am a cunt.
This is very much like a theoretical.
Yes. Like, it's very hot to read about and like watch and stuff.
You can't apply it to your personal life.
No.
Hunter thrusts into her and tells her how fucking hot it was to watch Drake touch her like that. He fucks her hard and fast. And when he finishes, he's like, yeah, I for sure want to take this further. Meanwhile, Drake is at the bar thinking Hunter freaked the fuck out, not knowing that he was so turned on that he had to go fuck his wife.
Yeah. If I was Drake, I'd be like, oh, our friendship is done.
Yeah.
Isabel comes up behind him and is like, let's go back to the hotel. He tells her no, he's going to stay here and find someone to bring back to the hotel and fuck. And she's like, what the fuck?
Oh my God. None of them are communicating well enough. It's already starting to piss me off.
It gets so much worse.
Hunter, I understand that's his wife and he was like so turned on and he needed to fuck her. But like, communicate.
Yeah.
He should have been like, oh man, this was so hot. Sorry. Gotta take her. Gotta go. Something.
Yeah. And Drake's just like, oh my God, I'm a piece of shit.
And then Isabel's like, Drake, why are you gonna fuck another bitch? Because your man just took you away.
Yeah.
He's blue balled.
Connect the dots.
Some dude at the bar overhears this and tries to pick up Isabel in a super disrespectful manner, and Drake knocks the dude the fuck out. A huge brawl breaks out and Hunter gets involved and they all get kicked out of the club and they go to get tacos. While they eat, Hunter's like, hey, so I didn't swoop Isabel away because I was mad. I swooped her away because I was so turned on. They head to New Orleans, and when they go to check into their room, oops, it's Mardi Gras, and they were only booked for a room with one bed.
Oh, no.
Darn it.
Isabel goes to take a shower, and Hunter tells Drake that if he's going to keep brooding this whole road trip, then the whole conversation about sharing Isabel is off. And Drake is like, it's not about that. It's that Hunter isn't even thinking about his feelings. He can't just fuck Isabel and separate the sex from the feelings for either of them. And Hunter is like, oh, fuck, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
Because he loves them.
Yeah, and they love him.
Yeah.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Finally, they get in bed and Isabel is sandwiched between the two of them. Hunter is thinking maybe he does want Drake to get involved emotionally. He pulls Isabel closer and whispers in her ear that maybe Drake needs some cuddles.
Oh, thruple.
She does just that, and Drake leans down and kisses her as Hunter watches. Hunter is so into this. He tells Drake to pull up Isabel's shirt, so he does, and Drake starts to play with her nipples.
The more he massages her breasts, the more I notice his hips grinding against her, and the satisfaction I feel when he rolls on top of her, settling himself between her legs, is nuclear. I want him to fuck her so much it hurts.
Do it.
Drake starts to lick and suck on Isabel's breasts, and Hunter's like, you should taste her. You wouldn't believe how good she tastes. Drake says he wants to and asks Isabel if that's okay, and she nods.
Spread your legs for him, baby, I whisper. Let him see how beautiful you are. Her knees finally fall apart as her breathing picks up. At the sight of her naked cunt, Drake lets out a growl. "You're so fucking perfect, Isabel," he whispers as he tosses her clothes away and lowers himself between her legs. First, he plants a soft kiss against her belly, and I watch her tender flesh erupt in shivers and goosebumps. Then he presses his lips to the inside of each thigh, and Isabel pants and hums in anticipation. When she turns her head to look at me, I smile, biting my lip as I lean in, taking her mouth in a bruising kiss. With her lips against mine, she lets out a loud whimper, and I glance down to see Drake's mouth buried between her legs. I pull away from her to watch as he licks at her pussy, lapping his tongue eagerly against her clit.
Oh my goodness!
Hunter tells Drake to make Isabel come because she's so beautiful when she does. So he plunges two fingers into her, and this is the best thing Hunter's ever seen. When she comes down from her orgasm, Hunter kisses Isabel and tells her that was amazing.
Drake rises from his place between her legs, kneeling back on his knees, and my eyes instantly fall to the bulging length in his gym shorts. He catches me looking and trails his eyes down my body, landing on my matching erection. Well, fuck, what now?
Drake heads to the bathroom, presumably to take care of business, and Isabel starts to take care of her husband. When Drake gets back into the room, Isabel rolls over and cuddles him so he knows that there's more to this than just sex. The next day, Drake and Isabel are at the hotel gym working out together, and they decide that last night was fun, and they shouldn't let this make their friendship dynamic awkward. They discuss some ground rules: nothing without Hunter's knowledge, everything is consensual, the safe word is namaste, and they have to use protection. So Drake will always be required to wear a condom.
And that's Drake's, like, thing. He's like, this is already risky. I am not going to have your baby. Also, why namaste? I don't like that.
Because she's a yoga instructor.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Okay, that's funny now.
And the last rule, which none of them ever follow, is to always be open with communication, no matter how awkward or painful.
They already don't do that rule, so.
Isabel asks if Hunter should ever be involved in the sex, and Drake is like, I don't mind if you don't.
I don't get it. What? What's he saying?
Like, should Hunter jump in?
Oh.
Instead of just watching.
He says, yeah.
And Drake is bisexual.
Drake, Isabel, and Hunter are taking a rope bondage workshop at the Crescent City Kink Club. And since Isabel got tied up with Drake last time, the group decided that Drake would be the one that's getting tied up. So he's going to be the submissive, and Hunter would be the rigger, who is the person that's tying.
Oh, so it's the boy. The boys are gonna play.
Hunter baits Drake and says, be honest, you've always wanted to tie me up, haven't you? And Drake says, yeah, I have. He strips down to his boxers, and Hunter is struggling to keep his composure because this is his best friend, and these feelings are so new to him. He's never had any feelings towards any man, especially like feelings of, oh, I kind of want to look below the belt type of thing.
Conflicting. I feel like that would be, is like an adult.
And it's his best friend, so he's like, maybe it's just because he's my bestie and I've known him forever. I don't know. The instructor is flirting up a storm, specifically with Drake, and both Isabel and Hunter are getting super, super jealous. Once the instructor shows Hunter the correct knot, she undoes her work and Hunter tries again, all while keeping a hated gaze on Drake and making the ropes tighter than they needed to be. He's like, oh, you wanted to flirt? Once his work is complete, Hunter is overcome with the feeling of wanting to dominate Drake. And again, he's like, why do I feel this way? What's happening? When Drake is untied and Isabel gets to the bar to find Hunter, the workshop instructor Scylla, she seals him away and tells him that she wants to take a picture of Drake's markings, but she leads him into an empty room. She tries making a move on Drake, but he turns her down, and that's when she realizes that he's with Isabel and Hunter. They have a little chit-chat about his new situationship that he's got going on, and he does feel a lot better after talking about things with someone. And they leave the room, and as they're walking down the hallway, they're met with Hunter and Isabel, who like are staring at them, giving them the stink eye. Hunter goes up to them and says, let's go, we're leaving, and then storms off because they just assume that he hooked up with her. When Drake catches up, Hunter tells him the deal is off. He tries telling him that they did nothing, but Hunter wasn't really open to hearing his side of it until Drake lifts up the key room that they were just in, and he says that Scylla just gave them the room in case they needed it. And after a long pause and everyone debated, they agreed to use the room together. They get into the room, and Hunter puts on music, then demands Drake to dance with Isabel, then to kiss her, then for her to take his pants off, then for Isabel to enforce the Gluck Gluck 3000.
A blowy! Without hesitation, she lowers to the floor before me, barely coming up to my dick when she's on her knees, so she has to reach. I brush her hair out of her face so I can watch as she swirls her tongue around the head of my cock. My mouth hangs open as she elicits each groan and grunt from my chest with the movement of her tongue. When she drags me into her mouth, welcoming me into the warmth of her throat, I make the mistake of looking up. and I find Hunter not watching Isabel, but watching me. Our eyes meet for a long, drawn-out moment, and I notice the way he forces himself to swallow, then bites his bottom lip. Isabel sucks hard, stealing my attention, and I look back down at her, those soft pink lips wrapped around my fat cock. It's the most beautiful thing I've ever fucking seen. My fat cock!
I knew you'd like that. Just when he was about to come, Hunter demands they stop and get on the bed. Isabel's on all fours, facing Hunter, with Drake behind her.
My blood is pumping loud in my ears as I bathe in his wanton gaze, and I imagine for a moment that it's not just this experience he wants, but me. And when he finally mumbles a guttural, "Fuck her," I swear it's not only Isabel I'm eagerly sinking into. Fuck her!
Isabel and Drake are frickin'. And Drake, he knows what he's doing. He is going to pound town.
"You can be rough with her," Hunter says from his place across the room. "She likes it." "Oh yeah," Drake replies, and then there's a fist in my hair and he yanks me upright, so his mouth is against my cheek. He's still buried deep as he whispers, "This is the best pussy I've ever fucked. You know that?" He thrusts again. "The best."
Oh my gosh, what a compliment.
Because he's had sex with a lot of people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They both come, and then Drake puts Isabel into Hunter's lap. And she starts fucking him too.
"It was so hot watching him fuck you, Red," he mumbles against my mouth as I slide up and down on his cock. His words light a fire inside me and I pick up speed. I want him to see how good my girl is, how perfect this pussy is.
She must got a good vagina because she's getting a lot of compliments. When Isabel and Hunter are done fucking, Hunter looks around the room, but he finds Drake is gone.
Oh no.
Oh my god.
Drake was not about to stick around and watch Isabel and Hunter swap I love yous, so he went down to the bar, desperately needing time away to think. That was the best sex of his entire life, and this is not his first rodeo. Hunter finds him in the bar and tries to talk to his friend. Hunter tries telling him that if he didn't like it, they never have to do it again, and Drake says he loved it. He's just conflicted. He doesn't want to intrude on their marriage. Hunter puts a hand on Drake's neck, and he looks him in the eyes, and he tells him that he's not intruding. And with Hunter touching him, it makes Drake want him so bad, but he'll never know it because Hunter is straight. So Drake's like, "Stop touching me like that. You're straight. You don't know what this does to me, friend."
Friend.
Bro.
Hunter clarifies it even more by saying next time they want him to stay and watch them have sex.
"I don't want to."
Drake's like, "Okay, if you want me to, don't twist my arm."
Oh, see, I was thinking he was getting like a little jealous. So that's why he was like.
No, he's just like, they want to have their moment. Like, my part in this is done. They don't need me anymore.
Maybe it's just I'm being judgmental, but he's kind of like a baby, a little baby.
I don't think he's the problem in this situation, though.
Who is it?
You'll see. You'll see.
I think that he is like constantly trying to self-sabotage himself.
They all are. Isabel's the only rational person in this.
Yes.
Yeah, Team Isabel. So we learn a little bit about their upcomings. Isabel was an avid smut reader as a child, checking out smutty books when everyone thought that she was a studious little reader. It just turns out she was a horny teenager, and that's how she met Hunter and Drake at the library. Hunter had a pretty rough home life. He had a very abusive father. So he was at the library, and they were spending so much time together. And after all these years, she notices some things about Hunter. How he looks at Drake, how he acts when Drake is with another man. And at first, she thought it was because he just wasn't open to Drake's sexuality. But as time went on, she's starting to piece together that maybe it's from longing and jealousy, and maybe Hunter actually wants Drake.
Explore yourself, Hunter.
They get to their next location on their sex club tour, and they're staying at this kinky Airbnb. The whole apartment is kinky, but there's like a room with a sex swing, a St. Andrew's cross mounted on the wall, hooks on the ceiling. It's basically like a 50 Shades of Grey playroom. Before they play, Hunter grabs Indian food for everyone.
Wow, that's bold.
Yes. Yeah. When I read that, I was like, that is a choice. Not like a salad or something. Like,
honestly, if I had to eat like Indian food right before, and if you're going to put me in any type of, you know, weird position where I may be straining, that's a little scary.
Yeah.
But they said, no, let's do something heavy with lots of spices, lots of flavor.
Before they play, Hunter grabs Indian food and freaks out on Isabel because there was a takeout container with a big X on it. And he says, she can have anything except for that one. That one's off limits. And what does she do? She opens it and she's about to have some. Before she was about to eat it, Drake stops her and tells her, whoa, what are you doing? Stop it. That has coconut milk in it. You literally almost probably died because she's a deathly allergic to coconuts.
Oh.
And then he told her about all the little things that he's done to change in his life. life to avoid her allergy. And she's taken back by how much he actually has cared for her this entire time, just by these like little adjustments that he's made. They ate dinner and then they all decided that they needed a shower. But one problem, there's only one shower.
Dang.
Aw, man.
Get in there together.
Of course, Hunter's a little nervy to say or do anything wrong. But the second that he sees his best friend naked standing in the bathroom stroking his cock, he's like, yeah, that's my bestie.
My eyes rake over his body, watching the water from the shower head on his side cascade over the muscles of his broad frame. He's so tall, he almost has to duck his head. But my eyes aren't on his head. They're on the languid strokes of his hand. You coming? He asks.
Yeah.
Looking at me as if this is completely normal. He's staring at me, and his hand is still moving. Suddenly, my cock is twitching in my pants, throbbing as it fills and presses painfully against my zipper.
You like your friend.
Just do it.
Two boys.
Two best friends in a room. They might kiss.
And they were boys.
They get in the shower and Isabel and Drake start fooling around. And when Hunter's had enough, he told them to dry off and meet him in the bedroom. They get to the room before him because he makes a detour. He grabs a little flogger. And when he gets in the room, he sees Isabel caressing Drake's bare skin. And for the first time, Hunter has a twinge of jealousy. He shakes it off and then they get down to kinky business as he watches his best friend flog his wife. Drake flogs her 6 times on each cheek while Hunter watches.
These books make me realize how vanilla I truly am.
Yeah.
Really?
What do you mean, really, Jenna?
Drake starts eating her out, but once he's done, Hunter knows his wife and knows that by the look on her face and how restless she is, that she wants more.
What is it, baby? What do you want Drake to do? Biting her lip and trying to hide her blush, she stares at me and meekly cries, "Fuck me." I smile, watching as he rises to a standing position. "Your girl has a dirty fucking mouth." "Yes, she does. Fucking filthy," I reply. She squirms some more, as if she's trying to find his dick. "I mean, look at her," Drake says, teasing her with his hands around her backside. Cuffed to this bench like a little slut, begging for dick. I lick my lips, his dirty talking going straight to my cock. And as he continues, I nearly lose my breath. She almost sounds like she needs 2 cocks. Isabel immediately hums in response. "You liked the sound of that, didn't you?" he asks. "Yes," she begs, looking straight at me.
"Take 2 cocks.
"Jesus, Red, look at you," I mutter, staring at the way Drake is thrusting hard into her from behind. "You look fucking beautiful like this, taking her cocks like the dirty girl you are." "She's our dirty girl," Drake replies, his voice strained from the exertion. And I look down at Isabel as he says that. Did she hear it? That she's ours, not just mine, because she is ours, and I want her to be ours.
It's in that moment that he realizes that he doesn't just want Isabel to be his. He wants her to be theirs, Drake's, as much as his. And then with that thought and the sight of his best friend and his wife, he comes. Drake is literally still inside Isabel and having a full-blown menti bee because he's so scared that after this trip, the whole charade is going to be dropped and everything will go back to normal. Since he's accepted his short-term fate, he just wants to make it last. So he pulls out of Isabel and plops her into Hunter's lap. And then he goes straight on his knees, kneeling between Hunter's legs, and spits on her puss, then fucks her while she's laying in Hunter's lap.
Spit on her puss.
What? Every thrust, he's rubbing up against Hunter's body, and it's almost like he's kind of fucking Hunter. And he tried looking away from Isabel to not get too attached, but ended up looking at Hunter, who's looking at him with an inferno passionate gaze.
Suddenly, I'm feeling bold. My left hand, currently on her thigh, starts to drift. I have to look away from him as I do it, but I pretend it's from the jostling of my thrust, and I nudge my hold inward until I'm gripping his thigh, and I wait. When he doesn't react, I look up at his face again. He's breathing heavily, his mouth slightly parted as he licks his lower lip, pulling it between his teeth. This feels like something powerful. Am I imagining this? I'm holding his leg and he's biting his lip as he stares at me. Then his fingers move. They drift from her clit downward until I feel the light brush of his touch against my cock. He's holding her pussy, exploring this place where she and I are connected. And in doing so, he's basically stroking my cock. Fuck, I'm gonna come. His lust-filled gaze is still on my face, and this is all too fucking much.
He touched his wiener.
Touched his baby. Isabel comes, Drake comes too, and with Hunter's 2 fingers on either side of his dick and him gripping his thigh, Drake comes. It's 3 a.m. now, and Drake can't sleep. He is shooketh that this is his life. He's so sad it's all about to end. And then he has to pretend that none of this happened and he has to go back to how things were. Just as he was overthinking, Hunter comes into the kitchen to get some water. Drake was worried that he would overstep with Hunter and voices his concern to him. Hunter was like, no, you're good. You didn't overstep. And Drake is like, no, Hunter, you are straight.
Wow. He's figuring it out.
Hunter acknowledges that he touched Drake's dick and told his friend that he's known him his whole life and touching him like that doesn't bother him. And Drake is completely taken back. Drake is just worried that their friendship will be jeopardized. And Hunter's like, wanna bet? And then kisses him.
And they were boys. At first, it's just lips pressed against lips, meant to prove a point. He's perfectly happy touching me. I get it. But the seconds tick by and his mouth is still lingering on mine, ever so slowly. He pulls back, putting enough space between our mouths so he can look me in the eye, but his lips linger an inch from mine. I just want to try something, he whispers, his breath brushing against my face, and the weight of those words land like a tidal wave, because I know what's coming next. He's kissing me again, but instead of the awkward brief kiss before, his lips part, and I feel his tongue gliding against the seam of my mouth, and I don't hesitate to let him in. The moment our tongues collide, I swear the apartment trembles, or maybe the earth quakes, or the universe implodes, I don't know, but something cosmic as fuck takes place, because my best friend and I are now officially making out in the kitchen in the middle of the night. His hand glides around to cup the back of my head, pulling me down a few inches as he deepens our kiss. His tongue finds its way farther into my mouth, the sensation both rough and soft against my own tongue. And when he licks his way out, his teeth pinch my lower lip before diving in again. Holy fuck, he wanted to try something, all right?
Nice. I love it so much. They both have boners, and he's never felt more at home than right now. He went back to his room and fell asleep with the taste of Hunter's mouth on his lips. It's the next day and Hunter can't get that kiss out of his head. Isabel's on her period, and when she gets out of the shower, she asks Hunter what's on his mind. He told her about the kiss. She's like, oh, okay, cool. He's surprised that she's not mad, and she tells him, being around them for 10 plus years, she sees things that maybe he doesn't, like how Drake is obviously in love with him. He has his whole epiphany of, oh my god, my best friend is in love with me, and I just kissed him, and I liked it, and I want to do it again. They get to the next club. It's called Pitch, which is centered around their blacked out theme. Basically, the vibe of the place is the main rooms. There's one for males, one for females, and one for everyone. If you enter the room, it's near pitch black. There's enough light where you can find your way around, but dark enough to conceal identities and for it to feel more liberating. Hunter and the club owner, Mario, are about to talk numbers when Drake decides to get a deeper look at the club. He's compelled to go to the men's door, strictly only going as an observer, not to hurt Isabel or Hunter. He gets inside the pitch black dark room filled with people when someone approaches him. He tries to tell the person no thanks a couple times until the guy finally takes the hint. Next thing he knows, there's strong hands grabbing the back of his neck, leading him through the dark room. He can make out the person has on night vision goggles that the bouncers wear, and he's like, what the fuck is going on? Like, am I in trouble?
Oh, it's Hunter.
That is until the person slams him into the wall and kisses him and then says, mine. It's Hunter. Hunter grabs his dick and then he grabs his, and Hunter tells his bestie to give him head. He says, sir, yes, sir, and enforces the Gluck Gluck 3000. Hunter comes almost instantly.
Oh, he was waiting for this.
He literally says in his head that this is the best head of his entire life, and he's like, sorry, Isabel.
Oh, shit.
As soon as he comes, though, he pulls up his pants and leaves Drake in the dark room alone, like completely devastated.
Ugh. On the floor.
Oh, that's fucked up.
Doesn't even help him up or anything.
That's fucked up.
Yeah. He's still on his knees in a pitch black room, just gave his best friend head, obviously so confused about what's happening, and he's like devastated. When Drake finally gets back to the dressing room, he texts Hunter that he's going to the bar and that he'll find his own way home. Isabel wakes up to a drunk Drake getting home. Because he's drunk, Isabel is able to coax him into telling her what happened at the club, and of course, she's sad that everything's playing out the way that it is. Isabel kisses him, and Drake starts getting hard, and she starts rubbing up against his hard dick, and Drake's like, wait, this is like against the rules. And she says, fuck the rules. She gives him a sexy handy and he comes all over her. Him and Isabel have the cutest, most vulnerable convo about how when they first met, it was actually Drake that saw her first. And he was like, I could have had dibs, I guess. But he knew that Hunter deserved her. And then he drops the ball that he realized that he's always wanted a wife like her. But recently he's come to terms with that he's just wanted her. And Isabel lets a loose tear fall as he falls asleep.
This is not going to be good.
Meanwhile, Hunter is having a nightmare of his own insecurities with Drake and how Isabel and Drake will move on without him. And then it comes on to his father beating him for being with Drake and calling him the F slur while Hunter just takes the beating standing there.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba.
Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
He wakes up and finds Isabel and Drake sleeping in Drake's room, and he knows that he owes Drake a huge apology. It turns out from Hunter's POV that he left Drake on the floor because towards the end, his father's slurs found him in that dark room, and he was scared that Drake wanted him to reciprocate, so he bolted. Scared, but the experience was something that he's been longing for. He gets in bed and joins them, and he ends up waking up Drake. He apologizes to Drake and asks what's going to happen now, and Hunter tells him that he doesn't want it to end when they get back home. Drake tells him this is not a good idea, but he agrees, and that he doesn't want it to end either. They're on their way home, and they're making way too many pit stops and detours because they just don't want their fantasy to end. As Isabel is driving, she's faced with a decision. There's literally a fork in the road. One way goes home, one way goes to Vegas. So she goes to Vegas.
Oh. You know what they say about Vegas.
They get there and they go to a nightclub. They're dancing and grinding, and Isabel, she let her freak flag fly. She's just bouncing between the boys. She doesn't care who's looking. People are giving her dirty looks, and she's like, I really don't care if I look like a hoe. These are my men. And it gets really hot and steamy, and they end up going back to their room. There's limbs everywhere. There's kisses everywhere. There's clothes everywhere, and she's giving them both blowies at the same exact time. She's bobbing in between dicks.
Oh, go girl.
And then she's like, I have a great idea. She puts both dicks together, and she tries fitting them both in her mouth.
Oh.
Impossible.
Talented queen.
She makes them face each other, and she gives a handy to both dicks, and then Hunter grabs Drake and kisses him. They say, our girl's ready to fuck.
He draws a line with his finger down the back of my thigh, straight to my ass. I tense as he starts rubbing circles over the tight hole. He leans his face in close, pressing his lips to my ear. I know he's fucked you here. I know all about how you begged for it, how you soaked your bed because you came so hard, how you used a toy on yourself while he fucked your ass. I gasp, turning toward Hunter, who is watching us lazily while he strokes himself and waits. I'm not really surprised he told Drake about all of the sex we've had. I'm just a little surprised by the amount of detail he went into. I'm almost flattered to know they talk about it so much, and that's why I'll be the one fucking you here tonight.
Oh, okay. He takes her booty. And she comes, and then Hunter enters her puss, and they're both fucking her together, and she's a little shish kebab. Isabel's a DP queen, and then they all come together in beautiful harmony. Drake wakes up cuddled against Hunter, with Isabel on the outside. They go out, and all day Isabel's being lovey to both men. And that made Drake really happy, because for once, he didn't feel like third wheeling. Like, it actually felt like he was included. Then they get to the hotel, and instead of having crazy sex, they made love together. They got home yesterday, and things went back to normal, but he's convincing himself that he just needs to get over them because they're just his friends.
Good grief.
So they get to the club, and he decides to flirt with the guy bartender at the club. Hunter sees this, and he finishes his drink and tells Drake that they have a meeting to attend, and Drake's like, meh, I'm not gonna go. If you need anything, let me know, I'll be here. Hunter is like seething at this point, but walks away, and Drake doesn't care though, because his mindset is the only way to get over someone is to get under them.
All right.
Not a good mindset.
No.
Hunter is early to the meeting and is absolutely pissed that Drake has the audacity to go from their trip messing around with him and Isabel to try to fuck someone else. He is even to the point where he can't believe he considered bringing Drake into his marriage long term. He's so deep in thought, like waiting for the rest of the people to get to the meeting, that he doesn't realize Garrett's in the room watching him. Garrett asks him what's wrong, but Hunter doesn't say anything. And then when everybody gets together, Hunter tells them all about the trip, minus his personal stuff. He gives them the lowdown on a couple things they could benefit from, like the Shibari demonstrations and the quickie rooms. And Emerson's like, what about Drake? And Hunter's like, I was with Isabel in one of those rooms. I don't know what Drake was doing.
He was somewhere else.
Emerson's like, that's cool, but like, do you think Drake can build something similar? Because Drake's the construction worker for the club.
Like, no, I don't care. That's not what I'm asking.
Hunter is sweaty because he's like, oh, fuck, I gave it away. I gave it away. They're going to know. The meeting ends quickly. And when he leaves, he sees Drake is still flirting with Gio. So he tells Drake that he needs a minute. Hunter demands to know if the trip meant nothing to Drake. And Drake says it was fun, but the deal was it was just for the trip. So everything has to go back to normal. Drake even tells Hunter that he might try to date someone long term, and Hunter is pissed and just walks away. Isabel can tell something is wrong with Hunter when he shows up home alone, and he breaks down that Drake is already trying to sleep with someone, and it's not what she wants to hear, but she thinks maybe Hunter caught bigger feelings than she did. She's like really bummed, but she's like, you're real upset about this.
She was like, I mean, you and I are still married. Everything's still okay.
She explains that they messed up and Hunter has sheltered Drake his whole adult life, so it's time to let him go. Drake comes home around midnight and Isabel sneaks downstairs to talk to him while Hunter sleeps. He admits that he didn't sleep with anyone tonight and she's relieved, but they know that their fling meant more, but Hunter needs to figure himself out. Drake approaches her and admits that he still wants her and he tries to touch her, but she tells him that they can't do this. He tells her that she will always be his girl, and then she goes upstairs furious at Hunter for tearing them all apart.
You know, I feel like I kind of blame Hunter as well.
Drake is on a date with Gio, and while Gio is nice and funny, he's just not feeling the chemistry. Gio can sense that they're better off as fuck buddies, but Drake's like, nah, I'm good. He declines sex for a second time after starting something with them. He goes home to Isabel making cupcakes while high, and Hunter is upstairs. She admits that they haven't talked much the past couple days, like her and Hunter haven't talked much, and he tries to apologize, but she just brushes it off. Hunter comes downstairs and they have a full-on food fight with the baking ingredients. Drake catches her after she throws some food on his face and tells Hunter to make her pay for starting the food fight, so he covers her in chocolate.
Here you go, Drake. I made you a sundae. Have a taste. Hunter says these words in a playful tone.
Drake licks him off of her and he's fully aroused. Hunter tells him to take Isabel's shirt off, so he does, and then Hunter puts chocolate on her nipples and then both men lick them clean. Drake holds her as Hunter drips more chocolate down her stomach to her underwear line and then licks it clean. When he reaches her panties, he starts to eat her out while she kisses Drake.
He stares up at us as he fucks her with his tongue, my cock leaking as he slides his finger inside her. She's trembling now, fidgeting and fighting against me as her orgasm approaches.
She comes and then she claims that it's her turn. She grabs a can of whipped cream and puts them on Drake's neck, then moves away so Hunter can decide if he wants to lick it off. Hunter steps up to him and licks his neck, leaving Drake weak in the knees and wanting more. Once there's none left, Hunter and Isabel kiss until Hunter takes his clothes off and then Drake takes his pants off.
She places the whipped cream can against my hard, jutting cock and draws a long line of soft white cream from the base to the tip. And I expect her to lick it off, but she looks at him, and I freeze. She says, go on now, do what you want to do.
Then Hunter kneels before Drake with no hesitation.
As he runs his tongue around the head of my cock, I suck in a breath through my teeth. My body is on fire as I watch him lick the cream off, a little clumsy at first, but suddenly ravenous after he gets his first taste. Then he opens his mouth and pulls me in, keeping his lips tight around me as he reaches as far back as he can. Oh my goodness.
Hunty's first blowy. Drake almost comes but grabs Hunter's hair, pulling him off, and then they're kissing in a frenzy. Isabel grabs both of their dicks and tells them that she wants them both inside her at the same time. Drake lifts her up as Hunter steps behind them, and she tells them she trusts Drake, so no condoms at all.
Oh. Raw.
She's hella soaked as they work their way inside her, and they let her adjust, and then they work together to fuck her until they all come. When they finish, Hunter grabs her and asks Drake to come shower with them. It's a week later. Hunter is at the club checking in on a couple renovations, and he sees a sweaty, shirtless Drake, and Hunter's blushing. He's like, oh my god, he's so hot.
Oh.
All Hunter can think about as he stands there is what happened last week with Drake and how it felt to be with him. He helps Drake lay down the flooring, and when they finish, Drake lets him know that he's gonna shower before he goes home, and then he walks away. Hunter sits there for a minute. He's like, maybe this is an invite. Does he ask me to shower with him? I don't know. What should I do? But then he rushes to the locker room and undresses to join Drake in the shower.
Yeah baby, let's go.
Hunter has a raging hard on, and when he finally reaches Drake's like, what took you so long?
Rutting my cock against his back, I hold one of my hands around his throat as the other travels to the front to wrap around his impressive length.
Drake spins and they start making out. It's hot and heavy and they need more.
Oh, to be a fly on the wall.
Honestly.
I hook an arm under his leg, lifting it up so I can grind even closer, our cocks rubbing together in an exquisite sensation of scorching heat and delicate friction. I'm gonna come, I grunt before looking at him. Then I'm gonna take you home and fuck you while my wife watches.
What?
They both come and then they leave to go home. Isabel wakes up to loud noises and it sounds like there's a fight downstairs. So she peeks out the door and sees Hunter and Drake going at each other. And then Hunter tells him to get to the room and get himself ready. She fakes being asleep because she wants them to work this thing out between them without being involved.
She's like, so, and then like open an eye.
Hunter goes in and he checks on her and like tucks her in and kisses her and then he goes to do a drink. She does listen though and keeps peeking out the door where she sees Hunter sucking Drake's dick.
I would be flicking the bean, dude. I'd be like,
dipping back into the hallway, I press my back against the wall as I listen to them. It's nothing like I've ever heard before, and my body is on fire with arousal from the sound. I can't believe myself as I lower my hand to my cotton panties, slipping my fingers inside to touch myself, if only to ease some of the pain from this acute need.
When she leans to peek in, she sees Hunter pull out lube and start to fuck Drake. She's hella soaked and just masturbates in the hallway as she listens to them. After she comes, they finish up and they're whispering, but she can't hear what they're saying. So she decides, okay, I need to go back to bed. Drake's at the club showing Scylla the new rooms he built for it. And she asks about his problem from before and he tells her absolutely everything. So she's there visiting Salacious Players Club to do her demonstration. She tells Drake that he needs to give Hunter an ultimatum for him to finally make a decision so Drake isn't waiting around forever because it's not fair. The next night, everyone from the club is at the bar because it's their usual Thursday night chit chat over drinks, and they all know something weird is going on. Drake excuses himself to the bathroom, but of course, Hunter follows him. Drake finally confronts him and gives him the ultimatum because he's willing to be in a poly relationship with Hunter and Isabel, but Hunter needs to admit that he's bisexual and actually wants this. Hunter doesn't admit anything and just wants Drake to tell him what to do. So he's like, what do I do? Tell me. Drake's like, nope, you gotta do it yourself, and he leaves. It's been a couple days now, and Isabel and Drake have both barely talked to Hunter. Hunter's watching the Shibari demonstration when Scylla asks for Isabel and Drake to do one again since they had, like, magic chemistry on stage. Hunter is upset about it, but tells Isabel it's fine. As he broods in the back, Emerson approaches and is excited that the demonstrations are so popular, but he knows something is up, so Hunter suggests Spill. And Hunter's like, nothing's up. Emerson's like, are you sure? Because Drake just told me that he will complete any projects up until the end of the month and then he's finding employment elsewhere.
No, Drake.
Emerson admits that he actually likes Drake and would really hate to see him go because Emerson pretends like he hates Drake because he gets really jealous over him flirting with Charlotte, but he actually likes him. Emerson walks away and Hunter goes home and doesn't want to stay at the club anymore because he knows he needs to figure this out. He unravels his childhood trauma when Isabel and Drake arrive. They take one look at the duffel bag he has packed and Isabel bursts into tears. He tells them both that he'll be staying with Maggie for a while. Isabel is heartbroken and Drake is pissed off and he says that he's running away and it's not fixing anything. But Hunter leaves anyway with the promise to fix it.
Hunter.
I don't understand why he had to leave.
Yeah. Isabel's still his wife.
Yeah. He's just like, deuces, babe, love ya.
Fucking insane.
That would be a deal breaker for me, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Especially to go stay with another girl.
Yep. I would rethink things 100%. Especially because this whole thing was Hunter's idea.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I would get, like, needing space, but he can't even talk. You know what I mean? Like, if at least tell me what's going on if you need your space and, like, you know what? But he's just, like, shutting down and just, yeah, like, saying pieces. Like,
no.
When you find out what he goes to do, you're like, you could have done that in a day.
Yeah.
Huh.
Isabel goes upstairs and changes into Hunter's shirt, crying. She begs Drake to sleep with her in there, so he gets undressed and cuddles her close, saying that Hunter would never leave Isabel and he will be coming back. It's 2 months later. Drake and Isabel have a small routine. He's only seen Hunter twice at the club and he hasn't had any sex at all. He got home and heard Isabel crying, but when he goes upstairs, she's having a full-on menti bee and has chopped her waist-length hair to her shoulders.
Oh.
She had a Britney moment.
She hates it, and he tells her that she's still beautiful, but it doesn't help, and she's scared that Hunter will also hate it when he comes back. So Drake's like, I've never been in a relationship. Like, what the fuck do I do? So he goes to the bathroom and rummages around the drawer until he finds clippers and then buzz cuts his long blonde hair.
Oh, what a sweetie.
She screams at him and asks him why he did that. And he tells her that he also needed a change. So now they'll both look different when Hunter gets back. She pulls him in for a kiss and he tries to stop her as she starts to grind on him. And she tells him that they both matter and Hunter clearly left them together for a reason. In that moment, Drake knows she's so much more than a hookup and that he actually loves her. He admits as much and she says that she loves him too. And then they start to undress and he slides into her. They go from a slow fuck to start like frantically going at it.
Before I lose it, I pull away from her kiss to gaze down at where her beautiful body is taking mine. She leans back, watching me stare at where my cock disappears inside her. I want to come inside you so fucking bad, I say in a needy grunt. Fill me up, Drake. Mark me as yours.
Sorry, Hunter. You snooze, you lose.
Honestly. Also, I didn't realize he was leaving for that fucking long. Yeah, I would have left his ass.
They both come, and then we're in Hunter's POV. He's at his dad's headstone looking for some type of closure when he blurts out that he's bisexual and in love with a man. He verbally admits to the headstone he wish he had said that while his dad was still alive, but whatever, and then he tells the headstone to fuck off and he leaves.
Do what you gotta do.
When Hunter arrives to the weekly Thursday night drinks, everyone is there minus Drake and Isabel, obviously, and he announces that he has something to say. Maggie supports him with a hand on his back since she knows everything that has gone on and he's finally ready to admit it. He tells him, he says, everybody, Drake and I are in a relationship. Isabel and I are in a relationship. We're a poly couple. I am bisexual for Drake. No one says anything and he's like, did you guys already know that? And everyone's like, yeah.
Yeah, we thought this was happening 10 years ago.
Emerson's like, it wasn't any of our business. But Garrett's like, we thought this was the thing the whole time for 10 whole years.
Oh, shit.
And then everyone carries on their normal Thursday night drinks. Like, it's literally like, okay, cool.
Hunter in his head is probably like, fuck.
Hi, my name is Hunter and I'm a bisexual.
And they're like, yeah, we know.
Isabel is at her yoga studio closing up when Hunter arrives. She launches herself into his arms and begs him not to leave again. He says he wants to come home if she'll let him, and she says yes. He asks her if Drake will want that too, and she says yes. He tells her he loves them both and hopes they made each other happy while he was gone. He lets her know all of the Salacious Players members now know, and no one's surprised, and she's like, yeah, everyone knew that you love Drake. You just love him differently now. Like, it's not a big deal. They kiss, and then they leave to the club to go get Drake. When Hunter spots Drake helping with Scylla's demonstration, he audibly gasps because of the haircut. Because, again, it went from, like, a long, like, chin-length blonde hair to just a buzz cut.
I bet he looks fine.
Mm-hmm. Love a good buzz cut.
When the demonstration is finished, Drake runs to go hug Hunter because he missed him so much. But Hunter stops him and then kisses him in front of everybody. When their kiss breaks, Drake tells him that he made modifications to room 12 and wants them all to go look. When they get to room 12, Hunter's like, I don't see anything different, but okay, whatever. And then Drake hits the lights. It's pitch black.
Oh, he's like, it's my turn now, bitch.
Yeah. He's hit with how much he wants them and commands everyone to get naked. In the dark, they make their way to the bed and he undresses Isabel. And as he kisses down her body, Drake comes up behind Hunter to kiss him.
When I have my wife's naked body in my hands, it's like everything makes sense again. Quickly, I flip her onto her stomach, pulling her up to her knees as I bury my face in the heat between her legs. She lets out a moan of pleasure as I thrust my tongue inside her.
Drake strokes Hunter's dick from behind him and then Hunter says,
Drake, I groan, pulling my mouth away from Isabel. Yeah, he replies with a grunt. I lean up to my knees as I turn to him and say, I want you to fuck me. It's his first time.
Drake kisses him and says good because he wants to fuck him, and then he forces Hunter forward and Hunter devours Isabel until she comes. Drake grabs some lube and tells Hunter to relax as he rubs his booty.
As he finally breaches the tight ring of muscle, ugh. I growl low and loud into Isabel's wet pussy. Yeah, you like that, don't you? Drake says, sounding pleased. You're so fucking tight. I can't wait to be inside you. I'm thrusting my hips back and forth now, eager for more, desperate for it.
Before he forgets, Hunter works Isabel into another orgasm hit, and that's when he realizes Drake's fingers are gone and he's working his dick in.
Oh, shit.
Drake gives Hunter a second to adjust and checks in with him to make sure he's okay. Hunter confirms that he's actually perfect, and then Drake starts fucking him.
Before Drake starts fucking me hard, I pull Isabel's body to mine, lining up my own cock so that on his next pistoning thrust, his movement pushes me into her. I'm physically connected to both of them. We are one. With each violent jolt from Drake, I'm shoved into Isabel.
It's like the human centipede.
Yeah, hot one.
Drake comes inside of him as he comes in Isabel, and he realizes that these two humans are his soulmates. The lights are back on. They're all snuggled in bed when they decide they should go home. Fast forward. It's Hunter's birthday. Drake and him pull up to the studio to get Isabel. They're supposed to go get food, but the only thing Hunter is hungry for is watching his best friend fuck his wife.
Oh, of course.
They lock the front door. Hunter grabs a chair and watches them go at it. When Drake comes, Hunter pulls him out of Isabel and puts him on his knees so he can suck Hunter's dick. And then Hunter asks Isabel for massage oil. When she comes back with the bottle, he tells Drake to turn around.
Leaking oil on his ass, I feel a growl rise up out of my chest. His ass does things to me. Things I never fucking expected. I want to prep you, Drake, but I need to fuck you so bad. Just do it, he mutters in response. Do it.
Do it.
He fucks Drake's booty until he comes, and Isabel says, happy birthday. It's 6 months later. Drake has built the ultimate poly couple bed for them to share because he hasn't slept in the guest room since they became their little throuple. Drake and Hunter have to sneak off and take care of each other because Isabel is pregnant with twins and she doesn't know who the biological father is, but they don't care. They're happy.
Oh, wow.
And she gets jealous because she can't have sex with them, so they have to sneak around.
Wow.
Yeah, it's the end.
What an ending.
Beautiful. Those kids are going to have an interesting life.
They are going to have an interesting life. He's the daddy.
Both of them. What if one of each?
Yeah. Like he's a dog. Yeah.
So, Riley, how many red pepper emojis do you give this one?
I think I give this one 4.5. I did not like the miscommunication or like the third act breakup, but it wasn't as bad as like other third act breakups, I feel.
Yeah.
But yeah, 4.5.
Do you think Drake and Hunter are sexy?
I do.
Do you have a fave?
Drake.
Would you trade places with Isabel?
Sure. But like, not actually. If it was like in this setting, sure.
Yeah.
But in like real life, no.
Yeah. So next week, we're telling Riley all about Phantasma by Kaylee Smith, and we're going to have her look at the cover and give us her best guess on what it might be about.
So I feel like, let me think.
Hold on.
Give me a minute. I think it's going to be, so it's a dark fantasy romance. I think it's going to be this girl, she's going to be like a fairy or something, something in the fantasy world. Something's going to happen to her or in her realm, and she's going to have to figure it out, and she's going to meet this bad boy. Maybe he's a demon or something, and he is probably the reason something bad's happening to her, but she doesn't know. She's going to get with him, and they're going to figure it out together.
Well, there's like two little tiny portions of that.
Yeah. Some of these covers are hard.
They are.
Ice cold. Ice cold, Riley. You don't like it when I'm close anyway.
I know. I revel in your wrongness.
All right. Well, if you liked this episode, make sure you rate, review, and subscribe. Follow us on Instagram at @smutupandlistenpodcast and on TikTok at @smutupandlisten.
Tell your friends, but not your mom. And we'll see you later, you horny little rats.
Bye. All right. Well, if you liked this episode, make sure you rate, review, and subscribe. Follow us on Instagram at @smutupandlistenpodcast and on TikTok at @smutupandlisten.
Tell your friends, but not your mom. And we'll see you later, you horny little rats.
Bye.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.